You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Oh, yeah. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome. Welcome to Mother's Day. That's right. This is our Mother's Day show. And let me introduce the players today. And I mean the players. Today, the one on the right who's laughing is happens to be my wife. That's
a
Lynn
player.
Golder
I'm
on the right.
You're a player.
To the right is Lynn Golder.
Hey, everybody. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
And welcome to the May 14th, 2017 edition of what? The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's
right.
What?
And to the left is the other player, big player.
That's right.
Sheila Young. Happy Mother's Day, Sheila Young.
Oh, thank you. And happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. It's a delightful day in Orlando.
The weather
has been beautiful.
And right now, behind the scenes, holding down the fort until Chris Shaw gets here, is my second main man, Rodney.
Yay, Rodney,
welcome.
Rodney.
Thank you, Rodney.
You're welcome.
So Rodney's here waiting down for Chris. He's a little late today. So let me just say this to you, folks. I hope you enjoy this show because this is going to be a fun show as well and informative. That's right. It's a Mother's Day show. And before I go any further, let me just tell you this. You're going to hear a song in a few minutes. This happens to be my old group. That's right, my group. Took him out of a barbershop.
Is that what he just said?
I took them out of a barbershop. They were barbers.
You took them?
They were all barbers.
Oh, were they cutting hair at the time?
And they were cutting hair when
there?
I met them. It was Sonny and the Intruders. Took them out of the barbershop. That's right. And they started singing for me because someone told me about them. This was in Philadelphia. And in those days, I could see it. I drove down there to see them. And they were all barbers.
Wow.
And they started singing. And
that's
I said,
cool.
Okay, you guys are great. So...
this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Sometimes I feel so bad when I think of all the things I used to do, how Mama used to clean somebody else's house just to buy me a new pair of shoes. I never understood how Mama made it through the week when she never ever got a good night's sleep. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine. Something that you can't describe. It's the kind of love that stays with you until the day you die. She taught me little things like saying hello and thank you please while scrubbing those floors on a bending knee. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine.
That's the Intruders.
Wow.
I hope you love that song. Great song. Yeah, when I first met them, they were barbers. Took them out with Sonny, and that was the lead group. And their first song was called Come Home Soon. That was my song on Gowan Records. And after me, they went to a fella named Kenny Gamble.
And, well, I understand they're still recording, but I left the record business after that. I was with my family at the time. So, enough of that. That's a great song. Was that a good song, Sheila?
I love it.
Okay. Lynn.
Yes.
Did you like that song?
I did.
Good.
Rodney, can you clear the monitor so I can see if anybody could want
to Okay, the phone number to call Thank here you. Today is, let's listen to the numbers, 407-894-1680. I'm going to say that again slow. 407-894-1680. For those who want to call up, and if you want to call up today, you'll still get your bracelets. That's right. Mm-hmm. Bracelet time. That's right. Oh, Lynn.
Yes.
Is the bracelet going to be silver?
Yeah, it was, I decided like a silvery gray with the black embossed lettering.
Yeah, so this and way they can feel the letters. They can feel the letters.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's going to be silver with black
letters. I'm calling in.
Okay. Well, you're going to get one because we love you.
Yeah. Did you call in? By the way, if you want to call and give a shout out to your mama, or if your mama passed like mine, give a call. We would like to hear about you and your mama. Anyway, phone number is 407-894-1680.
I'd like to give a shout out.
Goody.
Go ahead, give a
Ginger
shout out.
Ginger Oreskovich's birthday is today.
Happy birthday, Ginger.
So happy birthday, Ginger.
On
I
Mother's
hope you're
Day.
Listening.
That's right. 407-894-1680.
And I actually got an email today that is very interesting.
No kidding.
Yes, it's in the Guinness Book of Records. There is a, back in 1939, the youngest person to ever give birth to a child was 5 years old. And in, I can't remember the year, 2005, I think, the oldest mother that ever gave birth to a baby was, she was 67.
Wow.
So, yeah, a little bit of trivia.
Wow.
So, thank you, John Richards, for sending me that email. I thought it was very interesting.
All right. Do we have a caller? Can I say hello? Oh, okay. Thank you, Sheila.
I understand. Chris just came in.
He did.
Hey, Chris. Oh, yes. Chris Shaw's here. Chris Shaw's in the house. That's
okay,
right.
Let's take
Rodney,
our caller.
Thanks for holding the fort.
Thank you, Rodney.
Rodney, thank you
We'd
so
like
much.
To say hi to... Oh, my goodness, the lines are lighting up. We have to talk to each person just a minute. Well, we have Dave calling in. I think he's calling in from Connecticut.
Dave from Connecticut.
Well, he's not really from.
Dave from Connecticut. He's calling Dave from Connecticut. Dave, what happened to say? What do you have to say, Dave? Big Dave.
How did you know? I actually am in Connecticut. And,
just
guys, I
guess.
Just left Mystic and Yay. New London here a few minutes ago. Had a lobster roll.
Oh, you went to Fred's.
Yeah, the boardwalk is closed there at New London, but we still made it down here, and it's
wow.
a beautiful day, probably about 60 and sunny. We had a big rain yesterday, but everything cleared up, and it was perfect.
Wonderful.
Did you like Fred's shanty, Shaq?
Yeah.
You liked it?
Yes, sir.
Good, good.
All right.
Did you like Mystic?
Great.
Did you like Mystic Seaport?
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful, yeah.
Good, we good, were... good, good.
I expect to see photos, Brenda, if you're listening, and happy Mother's Day, Brenda.
Happy Mother's Day, Brenda.
All right.
Oh, she says happy Mother's Day. And I expect to see pictures.
We'll make sure you get a bracelet.
Sure. Yep.
Okay.
All right, we got to go,
I
Dave.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thanks for
right,
calling
take care, you guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who's on the line
well,
now?
It's our friend Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia.
Oh, Carolyn from Georgia.
Hi.
Hi,
How you
Carolyn.
Doing? Carolyn?
Hi. Happy Mother's Day to Sheila and Lynn.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Carolyn.
How you feeling? You a little bit more rested?
Yeah.
Good.
I feel good now.
Yeah.
Okay, so put down, forget to put down your address
well,
so
I
we can send
now.
You a bracelet.
I have it now. I have the correct
okay.
address.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
What did you want to say? Anything?
Say hi to Mike first.
I just called to wish them happy Mother's Day.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you
sweet.
Very much.
Thank you.
All right.
All
okay.
right. Take care.
You
Keep
want
on
to?
Listening.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
That's from Georgia. So we heard from Connecticut and we heard from Georgia.
It's a small world.
Okay.
Isn't it?
All right. So, did you find the song from Connie?
No.
You're still looking? Not yet? 407-894-1680.
Yeah.
For
oh,
those
you're talking
who,
Connie Francis.
We got to play that. That's our national anthem.
I would like
for Mother's Day.
While we're waiting for more people to call, I'd like to do our first surprise call if Chris doesn't mind.
Well, he's too busy back there now.
Is there any way we could do it?
He's busy right now. How are you going to do
that? All right, then we'll wait till he gets the songs
in. Okay, 407-894-1680. That's it. Oh, by the way, for those that are just turning the dial out there and saying, what kind of show is this? This show is called
Crazy.
Blind and Beyond. This show is
catered
to the visually impaired and the blind audience. But even though you may be sighted, which I hope you are, if you're driving the car, which I hope you're driving, that you're sighted, but we want you to listen too. Because we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind. That's right. So this is the visually impaired blind show. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the infant and toddler development specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number 407-
407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483. We're back. That's right. And this is your host, Michael. And this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. The show that's catered to the visually impaired and the blind audience. And if you're listening and you're sighted, which I hope you do, keep on calling and listen to the show, because we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind. Right now, let's hear from Chris. Chris, what you working on, Chris?
I was trying to get our good friend through, and it wouldn't come through.
Oh.
So I'm going to try it back one more time, our surprise guest. But in the meantime, in between time, I got everything else that you're looking for. So you tell me when you're ready, okay. And I'm ready to drop, lock, and drop it, baby.
Okay. So now we got a caller on the line. What's the caller on the line?
It says K. I'm wondering if it's KJ.
Is it KJ?
Yes, this is K.
Oh, it's Kay.
Kay, where are you calling from, Kay?
Orlando.
Orlando, okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine myself.
Okay. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, it's my first time calling any radio station.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Are you visually impaired or sighted?
Thank you.
Are you visually impaired or are you sighted?
Are you sighted, Kay?
Oh, yes, very.
Oh, thank you. So for listening, I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Give Chris your address, and
we'll send
you'll
a beautiful
get a
bracelet.
Okay. Thank you. Can I shout out?
Absolutely, yes. You give a shout out.
Okay. I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom's friend, Miss Constance, my mom, and my boyfriend's mom. As well.
Oh,
that's very nice. That's all from Orlando. Okay,
well, that's
Kay.
Awesome. Thank you for listening.
Give your address, and we will send you out a bracelet within the next 2 weeks. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you
Keep
for
on
listening.
Listening.
Keep on listening. Keep on listening. That's very sweet.
I will.
Thank you.
Bye, bye, honey.
Bye. That's Kate from Orlando. Okay. So
all right.
What's happening?
We have our surprise guests on the phone line, and they're ready for you because they're getting ready to go do some family business.
Oh, okay.
I think they hung up.
Did they hang up on us?
They hung up.
Oh, jeez.
They heard you and they hung up. They don't know we're calling. We're going to do some surprise things here. We're calling people that they don't know we're calling.
I think that's them now. Hello, caller, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hi, Lee.
How are you?
Happy Mother's
Day. Happy Mother's
Day,
Lee.
Happy Mother's Day. You're on the air with Blind and Beyond.
Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers.
We did a surprise.
We didn't want to keep you. We know you're a busy cup of tea. We just want to wish a special Happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, it is a special day, and I've been wishing all the people I know who, whether they are birth mothers or spiritual mothers, a wonderful day today. And I'm having a wonderful day. I'm actually in D.C. with one of my children.
Wow.
So we're having a fabulous time, and thank you for all the things that you guys do, and have a wonderful evening, mothers.
We wanted to thank you because you're very special to us, Lee.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, thanks, Lynn. Right.
Happy Mother's Day,
Lee. Happy Mother's Day. You take
thank
care.
Thank you.
And safe travels.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you.
That was Lee Nasahi. She's the CEO of Lighthouse.
Lighthouse Central Florida.
That's right.
Don't forget,
without Lighthouse, we don't have a show. That's right. We love them for many reasons.
Hey, it worked. My idea worked.
Yeah, your idea worked. Hey.
Didn't know she was in
D.C. At least she didn't hang up on us. All right, we have another caller now. Very cool. We're all over the place. We have Sandy calling in from Boynton Beach, Florida.
Sandy from Boynton Beach. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Just wanted to wish you guys a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you.
And just a healthy one for everybody.
Same to you, Sandy.
We'll have to send you a bracelet.
I already did last week.
Oh, last week he did. He called in last week. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. We're in Florida for Mother's Day, but we're going to be in New York for Father's Day with all our kids.
Well, that's wonderful. Well,
so just enjoy and just health, good health to everybody this year.
That's
thank
the key.
Sandy.
Health is the key. Health is definitely
hello, and hello to Alan.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Can we do
are we ready for Connie?
Okay, I guess.
Just a little. We got to play our national
anthem,
Connie.
We'll do our other surprise call the second hour, I guess. Yeah. And the lovely day is blue.
Okay, that was Connie Francis. And we played every Mother's Day to Mama. Now it's trivia time. Trivia time. Let's see if you know who's singing this song. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Who's singing this song? Okay, let's say 407-894-1680. Who was singing that song? Big song. Who was singing that song? Okay, let's see who knows. 407-894-1680. You know, people have asked me, so what is this Blind and Beyond radio show all about? What is Blind and Beyond? Well, my wife thought of it. What does it mean? It's very simple. We're blind, but it's much more being blind. So that's what it's all about. It's beyond being blind. It's beyond things that we always bring up. Yes, we love the audience who is sighted listening to the show, the visually impaired and the blind listening to the show, but we try to make it interesting and entertaining as well as informative. And that's what this show is all about. We hope you listen every week because every week you're going to hear something different. No two shows back to back are the same. They're always different. Our guests are different. Music's different. Everything is different. The only thing stays the same, hate to tell you, is me. Sorry. I'm the host. I'm here every week.
We have to put up with you every week.
Yeah.
And also, the one to the right, the executive producer, my co-host, Lynn Gold, is to say, oh, and when he's on time, Chris Shaw. He's the same.
Wow. Yep. He's got.
We love you, Chris.
He's got important things on his plate right now.
Yep. Yes, he does.
You want to say why you were late?
Yeah, we had a whoo. I thought
false
we was
alarm.
Gonna, a false alarm.
I thought you were gonna have a baby, huh?
Yes, we did.
Aww.
She was contracting 5 minutes apart within an hour, so I said, well, it's better safe than sorry. So
yeah,
we just
took
her to the hospital just to be on the safe side, and they said, oh, what y'all worried about? Don't worry about nothing. Going back home, sit, kick your feet up, eat some more Mother's Day dinner. And I said, really?
So you know where Chris is running right after the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the phone number again is 407-894-1680.
So, how much longer are you going to wait for the answer?
Well, no, right now.
Well, because our first guest is on holding. So.
Oh, she's holding?
She's holding. So
okay.
We'll just wait another minute.
Yeah, just wait another minute. 407-894-1680. If anybody knows that group who just sang the
song. Better call now, Forever Hold Your Peace.
Yeah, because my mama always told me it was going to be days like
this. That's right.
That's why I had to shop around.
Yeah, there you go.
We got our scheduled guests ready to come on, just waiting for anybody else to call in.
One of many today.
Yep.
I know. I'm looking at the program. We are like, loaded.
We are loaded.
We're loaded.
On and popping.
We are.
Okay. Right, listen, down to 30 seconds now. 30 seconds. You got to call
gonna,
in.
I was going to say 407-894-1680.
What?
I lost it.
You lost it.
You know,
how easy to lose it?
It's hell to get old.
Until you get my age.
Oh, boom. Boom. Okay. I'm a whole lot. I've got grandchildren. You don't. Okay?
All my kids. Our kids are older than him.
Don't tell nobody.
No, they're not all older than Chris.
Don't tell nobody.
Hold on. I thought he's in his 30s.
I have a 39-year-old son.
Oh, that's my brother.
No, it's not your brother. And a 36-year-old son.
Okay,
so.
Nobody's calling in?
All right, let's take our first call.
I'm going to give the answer then.
Well, give
it's
the answer.
It's the Shirelles, Mama Said. Shirelles.
Sheila, you're on.
Okay.
I'm on?
Nobody got it.
Well, your first guest is on.
Is Ashley on?
It is. She is.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. You too.
And she's calling from Utah?
Utah.
Are you calling from Utah
gracious.
What? Utah what? Utah?
The state.
State of Utah. No kidding.
Yes. I was introduced to Ashley via Kelly James, who went to the Louisiana Center for the Blind with Ashley, and they have been friends. She actually is originally from Florida, right, Ashley?
Yes. Little town that no one's ever heard of, but in South Florida.
Well,
what is it?
What is it?
Called Hope Sound. I say no one, but most people probably in Florida have heard of it, but anytime I tell anyone here in Utah, everyone's like, what? That's an actual town? Yes.
So. And then she moved from Florida to Kansas City, Missouri, and then moved to Utah. And she is blind. Her husband is sighted. And they adopted a daughter from Bulgaria at the age of 2. Wow. And now she is 4, right, Ashley?
Yes. Very active and chatty 4-year-old.
And you're in the process of adopting another one, right?
Yes, a little boy who's also from Bulgaria, and he's 8.
So tell us why you chose to adopt children from Bulgaria.
I was going to ask that question.
Well, my husband and I had wanted to adopt for a long time, and we had been looking at different countries, and honestly, Bulgaria was the one country that would work with us. We had tried a different few places, and it was either our income wasn't enough or there was concerns about my blindness, and Bulgaria was willing to work with us, and within a day of speaking with our agency, they called us back, and you know, we've matched you with a little girl who was blind in one of the orphanages over there, and they think you would be a great fit for her.
And you told me at the age of 2 she was not able to walk.
She was not walking, and she was not eating solid food.
And since you've gotten her, apparently she is walking and talking and very active.
Oh, yes. Walking, running, talking, eats like a horse.
And you told me that you're homeschooling her, right?
Yes.
So, as a blind mom with a blind child, what are you finding are the challenges of having a child?
When we first brought her home, I was honestly expecting that there would be a lot more difficulty and challenges for me, and I was very apprehensive about the whole thing. But honestly, as the months have gone by, I've come to realize that it's not as challenging and frightening as I had once pictured it would be. For me personally, when she was still in diapers, because she was also not potty trained when we brought her home, so cleaning up poopy diapers without sight was not the funnest thing I've ever done in my life.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Found that pretty challenging. I had thought that keeping track of her once she started walking, I was concerned about that, like if we were in, you know, crowded places or busy places. But she loves to wear jewelry, so I found a bracelet with bells on it, and she'll wear that all the time, so it's a lot easier for me to track her now.
Well, that's smart.
Ashley, when you're walking with her in a public place, do you have a harness on her or anything or any, you know, something?
No, I just make sure that she's always holding my hand.
Oh, okay.
And that so far has worked well.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, this is Michael. I just want to tell you what you did with her. That's what we do with our dog. Because Miss Green always has, no, I'm serious.
I know.
That's why I know she's running, walking around, and I can see her. I can find her because the bell's on her. Lynn put jewelry on her neck.
Well, it's not. No, it's her ID tag.
It's her ID tag. It sounds like a bell, but it's not.
Yeah.
But we know some other people that are folks that are blind.
We do.
And they also put on their shoes.
I remember
Kelly.
Kelly Parker.
Yeah, she put bells on the kids' shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So when the boys, I think she's got a, what's she got, a boy or a girl?
Boy.
I forget which.
A boy.
When he's walking, the kid's got bells on his shoes.
So that's smart.
You're homeschooling her, correct?
Yes.
And how do you find that? Is that easy for you?
It's been an interesting experiment is not quite the right word, but it's been an interesting undertaking. Right now, because she's so young, I'm not utilizing a set curriculum, but I do a lot of memorization with her on just different facts and subjects. For example, we're doing, some basic geography, learning about the United States, states and capitals, and we're doing learning about the different planets, and we're learning to recognize print letters, and, counting and shapes, more basic things like that. But I'm kind of learning as I go as well, which has actually been pretty exciting. It's daunting, it's challenging for sure, because it's a big responsibility to, educate my children, but it's exciting. And it's
awesome. Are you planning, does Utah have a school for the blind, or are you planning on putting her in a mainstream program?
Oh, they do, but I'm actually planning to homeschool her, long term.
And what about your son that you're going to get? When will you get him?
It should be sometime in late June to early July. We don't have an exact date yet, but.
And how old? You said he's 8, right?
He's 8.
And
but for him, a lot of the basic education for a while is going to be just learning English and, learning the basic, basic structure of,
right.
of
right.
English and how basic things. So Lexi and Jonathan will actually be in similar areas for a while.
So you have to fly back to Bulgaria, or they bring the child to you?
We just found out that there's a way that can happen where someone from the agency over there can bring him. For Lexi, we flew over there to pick her up. But
now, will you homeschool him too?
Planning to.
Wow.
Yes.
I give you a lot of credit because I work in the education field. And I give you thumbs up because it's challenging.
You have to have a lot of patience. That leaves me out.
Oh, definitely. I appreciate the encouragement and compliments. But I have a good example. My mother homeschooled my siblings, and my sister is a nurse now, and my brother is works in public, utilities. So they're both doing great. I've seen,
wonderful.
What homeschooling can do.
Congratulations on your children. Congratulations on your new son. And happy Mother's Day. And thank you so much for calling
in.
Thank
you, Ashley.
Thank you so much.
And I hope that you call us again and give us a progress report. We'd like to hear from you again, okay?
And keep on listening to our show, Blind and Beyond, which
great.
Is your show too.
Maybe the children will say hello on the air next time.
Oh, Lexi would love it.
All right.
Thank you, Ashley.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, if you want to call in right now,
well,
now's the time.
Our next caller.
407-894-1680. We got a caller on the line?
We have our next guest. We have Shelley Sawyer calling in from Tallahassee, Florida.
I'm going to go in.
Hey, Shelley.
Hello, Shelley.
Hi. Hi, Shelley.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Where's Shelley calling in from?
Tallahassee,
Florida. Okay, Shelley.
How are you?
I'm good.
Did you have a good day?
I did. I had a very lovely day.
So Shelley is a member of the Tallahassee Council of the Blind, but she's also a member of the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. She is one of my best friends. So thank you so much for taking time out tonight to call in.
Oh, I was glad to do it. I'm a little nervous. I've not had too many interviews.
No, oh my gosh, it's just us.
There is nothing to be nervous
right,
about.
Right, Sheila, it's just us.
Anyway, Shelley has a son who is, Brian's 39, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And is sighted. Shelley is blind. Her son is sighted. So tell us about the mother right before you is blind and has a blind child. So tell us about the challenges of being blind with a sighted child.
Wow. Going all the way, they kind of changed.
you know, over time, at different times, there were different challenges. When I was young, my whole philosophy of life was I wasn't going to have any kids. And it really wasn't because I was blind, as much as I felt like I didn't know how to relate to kids. I didn't know what to do with kids. When I'd pick up a baby, it would cry. And I figured out, of course, as time went on, that that was because I was fearful. And babies pick up on that real quick. You know, they know if you're afraid and you're timid about holding them and they don't feel secure and they cry.
Right.
And my husband at the time, Brian's father, he was really very, he didn't want any children because he has RP.
Uh-huh.
And he was firmly convinced that if he had a child, it would have RP, plus the fact that he didn't feel that he'd be a good father. You know, he said he's visually challenged. He just knew he couldn't relate to a child.
Right.
And so we weren't planning on having any. Well, you know, sometimes God has other plans. And so I was so delighted, you know, when I was carrying Brian. I, you know, was just, everything was wonderful. I didn't even mind. I had very little morning sickness, you know, all the stuff that goes along. I didn't mind any of it. I was going to have a baby, and I was thrilled. And when Brian was born, I came from a family of girls. All, you know, I had three sisters, and my older sister, she had girls. So I was so proud I had a boy. Man, you could not, I was up in the clouds. You couldn't touch me. I think I was a little guilty of the sin of pride because I was a little too proud. But early on in Brian's young years, I guess one of the first fears I had for some reason was I had this fear that my child wouldn't like me.
Why?
I'm thinking, I don't know. I had this, what if the baby doesn't like me? I don't know where in the world that came from. I, you know, because babies love their mothers, especially if their mothers love them.
Right.
And I went through Lamaze, which I guess most people know is natural.
Right.
Natural. I took the classes and had him naturally. And my mother came, and she spent a couple of weeks with me, and then my grandmother spent a couple of weeks with me. So I had some very good nurturing, some very good family support, and, you know, learned the things that I needed to learn, how to feed him, how to change him. And I really, that stuff really was not challenging. I just learned it, and I did it.
Now, how did your husband feel when he knew that Brian was born and he was sighted? Did he accept the fact that, wow, he's not visually impaired? Or,
well, he did, but, you know, RP doesn't really show up most of the time.
I know.
When they're that young, and, right. And he wasn't, I don't think he really relaxed until Brian was grown. And he's still concerned, you know, about his granddaughters, but they seem to be fine. And I don't know much about the science of RP. I don't know how many generations it skips. The girls know about it. My granddaughters know. They know what to watch for. I stayed home with him for 2 years. And those were the most wonderful. Those 2 years were just wonderful. I loved them. Most days were good. There were a few where I wanted to climb the walls, of course. But we fenced in our yard. We tried to make everything as safe as possible so that it would be safe for me and safe for Brian. And we didn't, because we were proactive, you know, we prepared the house. We tried to prepare the environment so that he wouldn't get into danger. Of course, he fell. All babies fall.
Right.
You know, he had the typical accidents that babies have, but we fenced in the front yard so that, you know, and he wouldn't get out in the street. I put when he was walking, I put bells on his shoes.
There you
I
go.
Think most blind mothers do that.
Yeah. Bells on the shoes.
So, you know, he wouldn't wander off too far.
Right.
And put child guards on the cabinets and
right.
on the outlets. And,
right.
you know, we did the things that really, to me, if you're sensible, every mother and every parent would do for any child,
right.
blind or sighted. If you're proactive, you do the things that you can to keep your child safe.
Right. Well, let me ask you, because I found this when my kids were in elementary school, when teachers would send notes home and, you know, how did you communicate with his teachers that, you know, they want to send these notes home that say, Brian isn't doing his homework or whatever. How did you end up communicating with them?
Well, my son being mischievous.
Okay.
He most of the time didn't tell me about the notes.
Oh, okay.
That's what and a lot of times I did not know until the teacher called me.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And then it was, oh, I didn't know this was going on. Or occasionally I would find out through the daycare. You know, one of the daycare teachers where he went after school would find out what was in his backpack. You know, did you know this was here? Well, no, I didn't, because Brian, you know, most of that stuff he kept hidden. He didn't tell us.
Let me just tell you this.
Yes.
Whether you are blind
or sighted, that happens.
I can only tell you this. At the time when I was a kid, I was sighted. My parents were sighted. My father, I told him before he died the truth. He never saw my real report card. Because I knew if my father saw my real report card, I would have gotten lickings. So he never saw my real report cards because they were signed by a friend of mine.
Oh.
And the report card he signed, well, let's say the teachers never saw it.
So Brian wasn't that unusual.
I will say that during the whole school situation, to me, was not only challenging but very frustrating. There was no material. I mean, I had no way of helping him.
Right.
No way of assisting with the work because it was absolutely nothing that was accessible
right.
to me.
Right.
And so really, school was really frustrating, and it was for Brian, too, because he wasn't...
Oh, we're going to break.
We're going to break.
Oh, honey, anyway, we're going to break.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Okay. Hang on. Hang
Just
on.
Hang on. We'll say goodbye on the other side.
Okay. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse is
target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. We have a caller on the line. Well,
Shelly.
We have a couple calls, but we're still holding with
Shelly. Let me just say, Shelly, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, I was delighted to do it. Those commercials make me so homesick.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, hopefully you'll be home soon. So
I truly do hope so.
Anyway, you, happy Mother's Day. I will see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for calling in, Shelly.
Thanks for being a good sport. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right now we have a caller calling in from Atlanta, Georgia.
We do.
And his name is?
Carl.
Carl. Carl, are you on the line?
Benzie. And what? His guide dog, Benzie.
Benzie.
Yep.
Hello, Michael and Lynn. How are you?
How are you doing, Carl?
Excellent. A quick shout out to Class 250 from the Southeastern Guide Dog School and all my friends who also graduated from that school in Palmetto, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Okay.
But it's been a rough day for me. I went to an upshurin, which is when a Jewish child has their first haircut. I'm sure you're familiar, after 3 years. Wonderful child in this neighborhood. But I found myself in tears later. Why? My mother passed away in the last 2 years. And I come from what we call the dysfunctional family, who doesn't this day and age. And my mother, God rest her soul, we had doctors and lawyers and architects and all machers, you name it, and they played Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Ella Fitzgerald, all this nonsense to make my mother happy. She was under hospice care, and she wasn't long for this world. But I, for the past 5 years after her last major stroke, learned, because I'm blind, and I could not read, so I had to memorize the songs that her Zeta, her grandfather, used to sing to her 79 years earlier when she was 4 or 5 years old. And so nobody can take that from me. I was with my mother up until the end. I held her hand. And after they had put all this other nonsense into her mind on tape and no response, I sang these songs to her in Yiddish and Hebrew. She smiled.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Gosh.
Anyway,
beautiful. What a nice
story. I'm listening to your show. I enjoy it. I always will enjoy it. And I'm just really thinking a lot about my mom.
Well, thank you for calling in for Mother's Day.
Thank you for
sharing
this story,
Carl. And we're going to send you a bracelet.
Carl.
We're going to send you a bracelet. Give your address. Don't forget to give your address so we can send you this beautiful bracelet.
That's a wonderful story.
Okay.
That is very awesome.
Very nice. Thank you for calling in from Atlanta, Georgia.
We have 2 minutes before we go to the top of the hour, Michael.
Yes. But listen, folks.
Just giving you a heads
up. Go to our website if you would like to listen to any show that you've missed. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can listen to the shows. You can. It's all blind friendly, by the way.
Oh, and Lynn, you were asking me about listening to the show on the website.
I'd like to say it 2 times this show, if you don't mind.
No. I genuinely do not understand why people have an issue getting the live feed, because on blindandbeyondradioshow.org, if you arrow down with your screen reader, arrow down, I can't remember how many times, but might be 5, 6, I don't remember. Anyway, and you enter on the listen live, it should start playing. And that's how I access it. So I'm not real sure why people are having an issue.
Well, Sheila, what is your opinion? Is it, do you find it easier to do that, to go to the website homepage or go to WOKBradio.com?
Either or.
So it's either or.
I've never had a problem with either or.
Okay.
So, but, you know, I appreciate the effort that you put in.
Thank you.
To make it on the Blind and Beyond Radio.
And you can also, if you go there, you can listen to all the different ways you can listen to this show. By the way, give the 518 phone number.
I will, and then we have to take a caller real fast. 518. She forgot to tell us something.
Do you want
to
take the call at the top of the
hour? Yes. You mean when we come back?
When we come back.
If she doesn't mind holding.
Okay.
Okay.
Sandy, if you don't mind holding, we're going to take you at the top of the
hour,
okay?
Sandy wanted to remind us of something. Okay.
518-712-0057.
Say it again.
518-712-0057.
That's a phone number to call.
If you don't have access to a computer or you're out of town, you can call that number. You can't call the show from that number, but you can listen
it
to
us. It works great, too. I've used it many times.
We're going to break. Stay tuned to the second hour. We got a lot more coming up the second hour. Yes,
do.
We do. Yep. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side.